This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, a story now about recycling, hardware recycling to be specific, really big and really cool hardware to get right down to it. I don't know if you've seen the video. If you haven't, we've got a link on our website. But last night, SpaceX, Elon Musk's rocket company, launched its Falcon 9 rocket carrying a payload of communication satellites and this is where it gets cool, honestly, then landed that booster back on the ground. Aside from the sheer rocketeering amazingness, it means that instead of just blasting stuff into space, SpaceX can reuse stuff that costs millions of dollars to make, saving them and their customers some serious money. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that story from Washington.
With the landing of Falcon 9, SpaceX got the edge on its competitor, Blue Origin. They've been racing to be the first to reuse their rockets. Safely landing them can save the company a lot of money.
There's potential to reduce launch costs substantially, maybe as much as 75%.
Carissa Christensen is managing partner at the consulting firm Tory Group. She says the cost savings could be passed on to companies hitching rides on those rockets, like those making weather and communication satellites.
I'm not sure your cable bill is going down, but there could be effects on that industry.
That's if it doesn't cost too much to get the rockets up and running again. SpaceX could still save millions, but not nearly as much. NASA learned that the hard way with its space shuttle program.
The shuttle is sort of a cautionary tale.
Ray Sedgwick teaches aerospace engineering at the University of Maryland.
So I hope that they've both considered sort of the potential pitfalls associated with the refurbishment process.
He says if these private companies can get the tech right, it could change the commercial space industry.
That's why it's really great that there are two companies that are working on this at the same time.
With the stiff competition between Blue Origin and SpaceX, a ride to space could get a lot cheaper. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.